Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center presents Doc Talk, an informative health series educating our community on the services provided at Peace Health. We will begin with our host, George Henry, after these messages.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
During uncertain times, the best way to stay healthy is to know the facts. Here are some ways we all can help stop the spread of COVID-19. Only leave your home for necessities. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Call your doctor before going to the clinic or hospital if you're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. At Peace Health, the safety and well-being of our patients, caregivers, and communities is our highest priority. We are all in this together. For more information, log on to peacehealth.org/COVID.
Joining me on this edition of Doc Talk is Catherine Bishop. She is a cardiology physician assistant. I got to get sure I get my S's in the right places there. Catherine, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So I kind of know what a physician assistant is. And how does, well, hold on. Let me back up a little bit. Let's get to know you a little bit. Catherine, what's your background? What's your schooling? Where'd you go to school?
I originally went to school for an undergraduate degree in Seattle at Seattle University, and I kind of stumbled up into the field of diagnostic ultrasound. So I worked as a cardiac sonographer doing echocardiograms for several years before I went back to school to become a physician assistant at the University of Washington, the MedX program, up also in Seattle.
Now, are you from that area or did you grow up somewhere else?
I grew up in Boise, Idaho.
Okay, so not, I mean, kind of the same general region. I mean, not necessarily close, but still fairly close.
Yeah, the Northwest, I guess, yeah.
So when you were younger in high school and that, did you know that you wanted to do something in the medical field or was that something that came out later?
I don't think that I knew that when I was in high school. I wasn't really exposed to the medical field much. So it was, I think, something that I came across when I went away to college to Seattle University and kind of was exploring the different fields that and degrees that they had available.
Was your main thing in high school, was it academics or were you sports minded at all?
Academics, for sure.
Yeah, academics. And so you ended up in Seattle going to school there. Now, when you left there, where did you start doing? I noticed you've got, according to this, you've got a lot of experience in extensive general cardiology and heart failure experience. Where did you come across that?
I was kind of working kind of up and down the coast, the West Coast. So I was doing some schoolwork and then started working in Southern California. And then I kind of made my way back up to Seattle. And then that's when I decided to go back to school to become a physician assistant. And I knew I always wanted to get back to cardiology someday, but I did a few years after graduating from PA school, worked in primary care and urgent care in Reno, Nevada, and in the Bay Area. And then when I had the opportunity to move to Portland is when I started working for a private cardiology group there for about 7 years. And then I started working. My last job prior to Peace Health was working for Oregon Health and Science University in their outpatient cardiology department.
What lured you to the Florence area?
Well, since I've been living in Oregon, I've been going to the coast very frequently, and I just love it. I feel like it's, you know, my happy place to be at the beach and to see the ocean. And then when I met my husband, he felt the same way, and we knew that eventually we would want to be at the coast if we could. And I didn't think it was ever going to be possible because of the field that I was in. I didn't think I would be able to find a job that was on the coast, and we were just really lucky that everything worked out the way it did.
Oh, congratulations, and thank you for choosing us. I know we can use your services, I'm sure. I tell you what, let's take a quick little break now, and we'll come back, and you can educate me on what a physician assistant does.
Okay.
All right, you're listening to Doc Talk on Coast Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
During uncertain times, the best way to stay healthy is to know the facts. Here are some ways we all can help stop the spread of COVID-19. Only leave your home for necessities. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Call your doctor before going to the clinic or hospital if you're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. At Peace Health, the safety and well-being of our patients, caregivers, and communities is our highest priority. We are all in this together. For more information, log on to peacehealth.org/COVID.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments, because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
On this edition of Doc Talk, Catherine Bischoff is my guest. She is a physician assistant of cardiology, or a cardiology physician assistant. And tell me a little bit, Catherine, about what a physician assistant is responsible for.
Well, particularly in cardiology, a lot of the cardiology problems that patients have to manage, including coronary artery disease, heart failure, heart rhythm problems, it can sometimes take a lot of attention and education and work. And so what cardiology nurse practitioners and physician assistants are able to do is just spend a little bit more time and see patients on an urgent basis. So really kind of work as a team with their cardiologists and provide, you know, the high level of care and education and that these patients need.
Now, as my understanding is, and I don't know this for fact, but I've heard enough doctors talk about it, and I've got a few friends that are urologists and things like that. But basically in medical school, when a doctor goes to school, he has about a semester, I think, or a class or two in, say, nutrition. Does a physician assistant have to do more than that? I mean, especially if you're dealing with cardiology and you've got, you know, like artery problems and things like that. Do you guys do more in that field?
No, actually, in our training, I went to school 20 years ago, so maybe things have changed since then, but we did not have a lot of attention based on dietitian information or nutrition. It wasn't a big focus at the time. And our education is very kind of general. So when you get out of school, that's one of the advantages of being a physician assistant. You can really kind of pick what area you want to work in, and it's a little easier to change fields. So in my class, I had a lot of classmates that were previous like EMTs and in the military, and so they wanted to do, you know, emergency medicine or orthopedic surgery. So we all just, you know, we were all trained the same, but we all did something different. And it really is kind of what your passion is and what you want to do, and then you find a group or find a doctor who is, you know, willing to work with you and help, you know, to train you in the way that you can work best with them.
Well, one of the things that I always, whenever I talk to someone who is in the field with cardiology, I always like to kind of question them about, you know, what is the latest for heart patients on diet, on exercise? What kind of things do we know now that might be different than 20 years ago or 30 years ago when it comes to the way we eat and the way we treat ourselves?
Well, it is still kind of a evolving area, and you can get a lot of different opinions. There's a lot of different books and theories out. But we still mostly subscribe to a diet that would be like low in fat, low in red meats, low in saturated fats, more, you know, whole foods, fresh foods, fruits and vegetables, fish, you know, small portions of meat for sure, more chicken and turkey rather than red meat.
Cutting out processed foods as best you can.
Yes, indeed.
I think everybody agrees about now that processed foods aren't good. Not that we don't still eat them, but they're still out there. Do you work out of the Peace Harbor Clinic, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you see, like, quite a few patients a day? How is your schedule kind of work around there?
Yeah. So, I'm here Monday through Friday and I'm seeing patients, all day. We see a variety of patients, with heart failure, coronary disease, high blood pressure, some patients with rhythm problems. So I really kind of work with all of the cardiologists from Riverbend, and some of them come here, you know, once or twice a month, but I'm the first person who's been full-time here, I believe in about 5 years. I think previously there was a physician assistant who was here, but there hasn't been anyone here on a regular basis who's lived in the area for at least about 5 years.
I'm speaking with Catherine Bischoff. She is a physician assistant in cardiology over at Peace Harbor Hospital, and we'll be back with more on this edition of Doc Talk.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
During uncertain times, the best way to stay healthy is to know the facts. Here are some ways we all can help stop the spread of COVID-19. Only leave your home for necessities. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Call your doctor before going to the clinic or hospital if you're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. At Peace Health, the safety and well-being of our patients, caregivers, and communities is our highest priority. We are all in this together. For more information, log on to peacehealth.org/COVID.
On this edition of Doc Talk, I have the privilege of speaking with Catherine Bischoff. She is a cardiology physician assistant over at Peace Harbor Hospital here, and she is one of our first full-time physician assistants in the area for quite some years. And it's good to have you, Catherine. It's good that you're on the program today. Thank you for agreeing to do this.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm really enjoying my time in Florence so far. I've been here since November, and I'm really enjoying the lifestyle and the friendly people I've met, and the patients are all very appreciative here, so it's been wonderful.
And it's certainly not the fast pace you probably dealt with in Portland when you were there, so it's a little bit more laid back.
It can get a little bit crazy at times, but it's actually fairly similar. I would say that there's, you know, quite a bit of complex problems with patients here up and down the coast, and I'm just happy that I'm here, that I can save them a little bit of time from driving to Eugene or Portland sometimes. So I think people are in general very appreciative.
Well, I guess it kind of would be, since, you know, this is pretty much the only game in town here, and so you're probably, percentage-wise, you're probably seeing as many, if not more, patients than you might have when you were in a larger metro area.
Yeah, that's true. And when I was leaving Portland, it was, you know, the COVID restrictions were fairly severe. So I was doing a lot more, you know, video visits, which were, you know, not really as good as in person for sure. So I'm really happy that that people want to come and see me, and that I'm able to kind of fill that gap and spend a little bit of extra time with them, maybe explaining things in a different way or really going through their medications in detail and helping them to understand why they take each thing and what the importance of it is. And that's what I really like to do, and get to know people and be a resource for them.
Now, cardiological problems, would you generally say are from a lifetime of ill care or a lifetime of choices rather than something that's a sudden onset?
Well, we really see both things, actually. There are some diseases and processes that are inherited. Definitely people who are diabetic and smokers have an increased risk of developing heart disease at an earlier age. So that is, you know, a big part of the population. But we, you know, have a wide range of patients here with various stages of disease. And some of it is preventable or modifiable, and some of it is genetic.
When it's not genetic, is, I guess there's a path to take, I would imagine, would have to include diet, probably medication. Do people sometimes fully recover from some of their illnesses?
Yes, absolutely. Our myocardial infarction and chest pain program that we have in collaboration with the Riverbend facility is excellent. They're able to help people very quickly in the middle of a heart attack and restore blood flow to the heart muscle. And people can have a complete recovery with no significant heart muscle damage. And then we really spend a lot of time sending them to cardiac rehab and talking about diet and exercise and why those two, you know, legs of the stool are as important as their medication, if not more. So there's really the three legs to the stool in cardiology, you know, diet, exercise, and medication.
What other sort of patients do you see on a regular basis?
I see a lot of patients who, you know, were seen in the emergency room for something and discharged for follow-up. I see a lot of patients who were discharged from Riverbend after procedures, heart valve procedures. We are seeing a lot of more people are having the less invasive TAVR valve procedure, which is a great option for people who are at high risk or more fragile. And they do very well, and we're able to see them. They have their procedure in Riverbend, and then they're able to do, you know, the majority of their follow-up visits in Florence. So that saves a lot for, you know, this is generally an elderly population. So it's nice that they don't have to, you know, drive back and forth to Eugene, you know, three or four times.
As a physician assistant, do you assist surgeons in surgeries, or you do not take part in that?
I do not take part in that. There are cardiothoracic surgery physician assistants who would be the ones helping with the surgeries. You know, mostly like harvesting the leg veins and helping out during the surgery and after the surgery.
Is that something you just weren't interested in, weren't passionate about, or was it just a different path altogether?
It's kind of, yeah, it's definitely like a different path altogether. Usually you have to do an extra internship in that specifically. So,
Catherine Bischoff is my guest here on Doc Talk today. She is a cardiology physician assistant. Tell me just quickly a little bit about the clinic itself. Do you see patients by referral? Or do you see walk-ins, or do you have a set list of patients?
Well, we usually, I see most of the patients who've already established with our clinic. We prefer that our patients see a cardiologist initially, and then usually, you know, if they need further attention or closer attention, then they will see either one of our nurse practitioners or PAs. So it's not a walk-in clinic. It's a scheduled clinic, but we see a lot of patients from up and down the coast. So it seems to work out well that way.
So you have more than just, say, Florence area patients that come in. You might have Reedsport, Coos Bay, somewhere else.
Oh, yes, definitely. A lot of patients from Coos Bay and North Bend, Bandon, Gold Beach, and then some from Newport, Walport.
All right, last question, kind of just an easy one I'll pitch at you. If you weren't doing this, what else would you be doing?
Well, I love to travel and explore. So I think if it wasn't COVID, I would hopefully be traveling and maybe doing some medical work in New Zealand or Australia or somewhere like that.
Oh, cool. My sister's in New Zealand, so I'm sure she'd appreciate having somebody that knows what they're doing over there. I'm not saying that people don't. They do. But
cool.
All right. Well, you know, maybe this COVID thing will get over it someday, and you'll be able to experience some of that stuff. Catherine Bischoff, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, George.
You have been listening to Doc Talk, presented by Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. For more information on the program and services provided, visit peacehealth.org.